Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father in heaven, because in the Bible, if we believe, he will be our salvation. He will save us from sin and shame and the consequences. That's why we want to follow our Father in heaven, and his name is Yahweh. That's what I And I believe, let me read to you. I want you, sheep, and others, whoever is listening. By the way, I want to say thank you for listening and possibly sharing my program with others, as one caller told me he would. But nonetheless, I want them to know this. In Matthew 2:13. I want you to turn there, and I want to start reading from there, because once you pull up my program, you are subject to see a white Christ totally disagree with. And the reason why is here in chapter 2, verse 13 through 16. I'm going to read it for your hearing. And when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Now, I want you, sheep, to understand. All the babies that you take into Egypt are brown skin or black. If you take a white baby over into Egypt, he will stick out like a sore thumb. And Herod would have found him. So that's why when you see a white Christ on my program that is called Feed My Sheep Show, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't put it there. I want you to know that. We are going to be reading out of the book of Genesis tonight, chapter 31. And if God blesses me, we will get to chapter 32. But right now, I just want to say a quick prayer to our Father in heaven. First, let me read, tell you, I read to you Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. I pray that our Father will give you a good understanding and clear up the lie that we have been told. Get those idols out of your churches, out of your homes. Christ is brown or black skin. He went to Egypt. Joseph was told to take him and his mother into Egypt, run away from Herod. Now, I've got to look up and find out what color was Herod. I know that in the olden days, most of the people were black or brown skinned. There were no white folk. And I'm trying to figure out, where did they come from? Maybe they're trying to figure it out, too, because I was looking at a program one night on the Science Channel, and they were saying that the Anunnaki made those people. I don't know. And I also heard preacher, I don't know if he called himself a preacher or an imam. He had mentioned that the white folks came from, were made by the Anunnaki. And Anunnaki is spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. I say that they are aliens because they are uncaring people. You just look at what Roseanne Barr said a few weeks ago. And if she calls that black woman, because I'm a black woman, I don't consider myself an ape. I'm trying to learn their language and their culture and the things that they do. And the heartless heart that they have displayed. Just look at the person who is ruling our country. I say he is heartless as well. But let's say my prayer. I'm going to say thank you for this day and all the days that you allow us to be in. Thank you for not allowing natural disasters or chemical disasters come into our area in Detroit, Michigan, as it has happened. A natural disaster is happening in Hawaii. I remember reading in the Bible that an island disappeared. So those people in Hawaii, that God has given them enough time to get off that island. I'm going to pray that you would give them all sense enough to get off that island. If they have to come to the United States, I suppose, I don't know. I look at what is happening in the south part of America where they're talking about what was they saying? They was saying that the previous president had kept those people. What were they saying? They were saying zero tolerance, and the president former President Obama did not say that. That came from a president that is there now. He has been heartless, and he just changed his policy. Lord, have mercy on those who are abusing the poor and have anything is trying to get into this country to get something. Have mercy on the enemy. Father, keep us. Thank you for keeping us away from the devil. Thank you for watching us in our sleep, in the morning, in the daytime as well. Thank you for your protection from Satan, better known as the devil. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us sane mind, excellent health, prosperity, and allowing us to have obedience to your word. In Jesus' name, or in in Yahweh's name, I say this, amen. Let's turn, sheep, to Genesis chapter 31. There is more that I want to say to you, but I want to read all of 31 Genesis to you. And then if I have enough time, I will come back and tell you other things that I want you to know. I want you to know who the 12 tribes of Israel are, and as well as the holidays that Jesus has told us to follow in the book of Leviticus. Let's, for your hearing, Genesis chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's has he gotten this glory. And Jacob, behold, the countenance that is like his attitude of facial expression of Laban, and behold, it was towards him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee, with you. Thee means you. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that's his facial expression, or is not towards me as before, but the God of my father has been with me. And you know that with all my power I have served your father, and your fathers have deceived me and exchanged my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he did this, thus despicable thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring state shall be thy hire, and bear all the cattle ring state. That is spotted. Ring state is spotted or speckled calf. Verse 9. God has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and I saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-necked, speckled, and grizzled. Grizzled also means spotted. Angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and said, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-necked, spotted, and gristle, for I have seen all the Laban, all that Laban doeth unto you. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillars, and there thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah said, And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion of inheritance of our father's house? And are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God has taken, let me read that again. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours and our children. Now then, whatsoever God has said unto you, it says, whatsoever God has said unto thee. Then Jacob rose up and set his son and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac's father in the land of Canaan. Now, see, I want to say to you all, and those who are listening, there are sometimes some names I do not know how to pronounce, and I will say it as best as I can, and hopefully you will understand. Verse 19. Please read along with me. Verse 19. And Laban went to shear his sheep. Shear means to cut wool off his sheep. And Rachel had stolen the images. In another Bible, it says the gods that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban, the Syrian, and that he told him not that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued, that means to follow after him, 7 days' journey. and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed, that is to pay attention or notice that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad, nor bad. Verse 25. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives, taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I may have sent thee away with myrrh and with song, with tabret, and that's like having a tambourine, and harp, and with harp? Verse 28, and has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast done foolish in so doing. And it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But God of your fathers spake unto me yesterday night, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good nor bad. Now go, thou wouldest be gone, because thou store longest after thy father's house. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my God? He's saying here that Jacob longed to go to his father's house, and he has stolen his God. And Jacob, verse 31, and Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said pre-adventure, that means perhaps thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomever you find it, thy God, let him not live. Brothers, discern. That means to see or to notice or distinguish. Thou, what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not what Rachel had stolen them. Let me read that. Knew not that Rachel had stolen them. That is, she had stolen Laban's gods. And Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and into the two hen, into the maidservant's tent. Let me read verse 33 again for your hearing. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tent, but he found them not. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, those that was the gods. Rachel had taken Laban's gods and put them camel's furniture and set upon them. And Laban searched all the tents and found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not despise my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for I am, for the custom of women is upon me." She's saying that her womanly period was on. That's what she's saying. And he searched but found not the images. The images, again, were Laban's gods. And Jacob was wroth. That means angry. And chode with Laban. That is, he contested with Laban, or he challenged Laban. What is my trespass? Is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Where is thou hast searched all my stuff? What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. For 20 years I have been with thee, ewes and thy sheep, goats have I cast their youngs, and the rams of thy flock I have not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hands didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Excuse me, sheep. And those who are listening, I had the belt, and I'm still having to belt. So he's saying that those sheep that were torn by the beast, or were he brought not unto Laban, and those that were lost, and of those that were stolen by night or day, he was responsible to pay for those. Thus I was in the day of drought, and the day of drought means lack of rain or no lack of water. Because soon me in the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. I have been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years, two daughters, and 6 years were thy cattle, and that I never knew. Verse 41, I have served thee 20 years in thy house. That's what he's telling Laban. I have served thee 14 years for your two daughters. I did not know that, but I knew that he had served 7 years for one daughter, and then he had served 7 years again for the other daughter. I knew that. But I did not know that he had served 6 years in addition to the 10 years for his two daughters. he had served 6 years for his cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac have been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction, that is his hardships, or his suffering, and the labor of his hands, and rebuke thee yesterday night. Yesterday night, that is to, he rendered judgment last night to Laban. And Laban said, daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have born? Now therefore, come thou, let us make a covenant. And a covenant is an agreement, I and you, excuse me, I and thou, let us, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it upon a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they made a heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban took, and Laban called it Jagar Gathhar, but Jacob called it Gilead. And Laban said, his heap is a witness between me and you this day. Therefore was the name of it called Gilead, because he had said, the Lord watch between me and you. Well, he said, me and thee. But, let me read that again. And Mizpeh, for he said, and the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See God and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold the heap, and behold this pillar which I have cast between me and thee. Have this heap be, excuse me, let me read verse 52 again. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou will not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. And God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, the God of their fathers, just betwixt us. And Jacob swore by the fear of Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice unto the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat, and tarried. Tarried means to spend or stay the night. all night in the mount. And early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his son and his daughter and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned to his place. Now, that is the reading of chapter 31. I'm going to ask that you see, and whoever is listening, to read chapter 32. That's where I will pick up next time, in Genesis chapter 32. Now, As I said, I want to know the holidays of Jesus. Of course, you all know that it is the Sabbath day, which is on Saturday. You are to keep the Sabbath holy. You can find our fathers in heaven on all of his festivals, his annual festivals, in the book of Leviticus. I think it's in chapter, there is the Passover that was this past August 30th, and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread followed the next day, August 31st through August 6th. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a festival of you not having yeast or any baking powder when making your bread, followed by the Tabernacles 50 days later, May the 20th. And then following that, the Feast of Tabernacles, where the Feast of Pentecost is where the smaller of the two annual feasts is observed, followed by the Feast of Trumpets called Rosh Hashanah, and that is the blowing of trumpets, and that is on September the 20th of this year, followed by the Day of Atonement. And these feasts, and the Day of Atonement is a feast of fasting and repentance known as Yom Kippur. And that's on September the 19th, followed by the Feast of Tabernacles, 7-day celebration of the great, the second harvest, the great harvest. And you are to live in temporary shelters for the duration. And that's from September the 24th through the 30th, followed by the last great day. And that is considered, want to let you know who the tribes, his sons are. The tribes of Judah. None of the tribes of Judah are white because God made people of the ground. And the women that bear his children were of brown or black. And they were Judah, that's us, the American blacks, Benjamin, the West Indian blacks, Levi, the Haitian, Ephraim, they are the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, they are the Cubans, Simeon, the Dominican, Zebulon, they are Guatemalan to Panama. They are the Mayans, Gad, they are the Native American Indians, Reuben, the Seminole Indians, Asher, the
Colombia and Uruguay Incas, Issachar, the Mexicans were the Aztecs, Neftali, they are the Argentinians, Chileans. So there you have it. Now I want you to read, you are to marry your own kind. So many of these black athletes and others who have money, they are going to different kind of tribes. Read Nehemiah in the Old Testament, and it's spelled Nehemiah. I want you to read all of them, especially chapter 10 and chapter 13, all of them. Also, read Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, and tell me who that reminds you of. Let me have a closing prayer. I'm going to quickly ask our Father in heaven to keep away Satan and his imps from us and give us protection that he always gives us, that is better known as Jesus. Protect us always. God loves you, and I do too, but God loves you better. Go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. I hate to hear laughing or laughter when I get ready to go off.
Father,
God, pray for them, because I
help your children.
Pray for them.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road
and the broken plant. Of course,
teach them
another home
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Down.
And I know
$100,000.
He loves
you
forever.
Ah,
in my heart.
I ask my Father to
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, but he loves and his wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. The Jesus.